welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Hello, and welcome back to Farm Chatter. Of course, it's the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. And on our last episode, we started a review of 2018. And this episode will post on the very last day of 2018.
It's hard to believe.
I don't know where the time goes.
It went by very quickly. And as we look at the list of what we've done,
I am overwhelmed.
I am too, and I'm kind of tired.
I know, right? It just, we work each day and we keep trying to build this, and I'm not sure we always see everything that we have done. And when you were making this list and we're looking back, I'm like, wow, we did a lot.
We did. Yeah, we did a lot more than what we expected to do.
We did.
And there's probably even more, but we had a big growth in our business over
Absolutely.
2018.
Absolutely. What were some of those things? I can't even remember them, and we just made the list.
We started the year off with thinking about starting a podcast.
And we did.
And we did in February. So we started the podcast. We did have the Farm Fresh Mercantile was open in February.
Yeah, just a little bit.
And March, I think we were open one time each month at that
yes.
point. And then in May, we started with the block party.
Oh, the block party. So, that was fun.
Yeah, so we did the 18th Street block party, and that kind of kicked off our market season.
Yes.
And so then in May, you know, we go full-fledged into market. But not only did we do that, but then
it was big.
It was really big.
I mean, it was super big.
Yeah, we started building a deck.
We did. And in the very near future, you will be able to see a video of this process. It was
I'm sure it's going to win awards of some sort.
It might be the Cuckoo Awards.
That's true.
But in May, we started this project. We actually finished it, the first weekend or so of June?
Yeah, I think around the 3rd, somewhere around that of June, I think, around.
Yes. And when I say we, I mean this host of help. There is no way the two of us could have done this project.
No, not at all. So as you all know by now, that is the amazing
granary. And that's going to require some cowbell.
Oh, a lot of it.
To Ted Miller and the Schrader family.
Yes. So how about a little cowbell?
How about a double cowbell?
Yeah.
That was like the big thing in addition to
Huge.
Expanding the mercantile. And if you pull up to our property, you will have no doubt what and where it is.
Yeah, you can see it. Yeah, you
it's
can see
right
it.
Up front.
Yeah, it's right up front,
but
close
it's
to
beautiful.
The yeah, it is. And this year and the next year, 2019, I'll start landscaping. I did a little bit, but we've added electricity to it, and so the ground got torn up. So right now I have temporary stuff in there for people to walk on, so it's not just a big mud pit.
But there's more to come.
There's a lot more to come. So I've got ideas of what to do to landscape around it, because that is part of the area where the old barn sat, that if you followed this podcast, you've heard us talk about. That's kind of how we got started with this, really with the whole business.
It is.
Is we saw this old barn and looked at this property, and so the amazing granary's there, so I've got some ideas of what we can do with that area to kind of honor where the barn was, and I'm excited about that. That's going to be several years, but, you know, I've got all these ideas in my head.
We always have ideas, in case you hadn't noticed
More
that.
More ideas than time and money.
True. But again, when we look back over the year and what we did accomplish, it's truly amazing. What else is on that list?
Oh, of course, we did harvest honey.
We did.
There was some negative, as you know, we also lost all of our bees this year.
But we'll start again in 2019.
Matter of fact, we will probably be ordering soon.
We will. We will order packages of bees in January.
Yeah, so that will be a good thing. So there was a little sadness there, but we did harvest honey. And that was, you know, we keep upgrading our equipment for that.
We do. And the really heartwarming thing at the end of that difficult period was the outpouring of love and support we had from our friends and customers and those of you who listen to this podcast. That really, truly helped us get through that loss.
It was emotional.
It was.
And all the empathy and sympathy from people who have kept bees or their family members kept bees. We've had so many people still coming to the Merck and say they heard our podcast and they were so sad and they felt so bad about it.
They did.
We appreciate that.
But on a happier note, speaking of honeybees.
Then in June, we got this sweet little yellow kitten.
Oh my gosh.
Miss Honeybee.
And she has been a joy.
She has been. Yeah. The last thing we probably needed was a kitten.
But wow.
She has been so fun.
She has been. And she was maybe 6 weeks old when we got her from our friends at First Fruits Homestead. And she has just adapted to our household. Our household's adapted to her.
Well, she's kind of taken over the household.
Well, there's
Let's
that.
Be clear.
That's true. She's just a sweetheart.
In August, we started roasting coffee.
Oh, yeah.
And started selling some coffee at the market just to kind of test it. People really responded. And we were having a hard time keeping up with the demand of fresh roasted coffee. So we, quadrupled the size of our coffee roaster.
We did.
So now we can do four times as much coffee roast at a time as what we could before. And we are still, we may have to increase again.
We might. And I'll tell you, I love when I pull in the garage, if you're roasting in the garage or can pull up and smell it outside, there is nothing like the smell of freshly roasted coffee.
It smells great. And I'm looking forward to when it gets warmer, we will be setting up the roaster in the amazing granary.
Ooh, and do
so that
maybe.
You can smell that and then we'll bag it up and then you can come in. And we do brew that and offer free cups of coffee right here because, you know, we're trying to get you hooked. Let's just be honest.
Let's be
here.
Clear about that. Full disclosure again.
So we're looking forward to that. You introduced some new scone flavors.
Yes.
And you did savory scones this year for the first time by special order.
Yes, that's been a new flavor by special request from one of our customers. And I did a Tuscan herb, which is a lovely Italian blend of herbs, and an oregano thyme flavor. In addition to some sweet new flavors, a dark chocolate toffee, that has been another favorite.
Yeah, that's been really popular.
And pumpkin spice.
Yeah, that's been very popular too. So did you talk about the oatmeal?
Oatmeal. I've done oatmeal raisin previously, and I don't like raisin, so that's...
I do.
But oatmeal cinnamon was a new one, and I've just now had a request to combine all of those into a cinnamon oatmeal raisin. So
sounds delicious to me.
That will be forthcoming.
So that's good. So in April, well, I'm kind of skipping around here because, you know, how my brain works. It's really bizarre. But in April, we spoke to a group of students at Charleston High School.
That was fun.
It was fun. We were invited to talk about publishing books, business, podcasting.
Yes. And those students were so engaging and had great questions and comments.
Yeah, so that was a good thing. I don't know how many blog posts you have done.
I've lost track.
And you've had articles published through the Mother Earth News and through Grit.
And then in October, I was able to pull off publishing my second book. It's The Long Road to Market, and it's about our move into connection from a place of isolation as this business has grown. And that's something that is very dear to my heart, and the ability to share that through writing.
Mm-hmm. So you've updated the online mercantile.
I have. I've included
the whole website. Yes. Has a different kind of a different look to it, more modern and easy to use, I hope. I like the way it's set up.
And we're trying to just be more consistent in that blog posting so that folks who are following us can depend on those posts and knowing when they're coming.
Mm-hmm. So we've added some raised beds. Gosh, it goes on.
The list does go on and on. And now I think about all that and I think, wow, no wonder we're exhausted.
Yeah. And that's not to mention, we also added on to the mercantile, and we have almost have all of that finished.
Right. Just a little bit to go.
And we have just been busy.
We have. And as we reviewed that list and have thought about all the things that have happened, all the things that we have done and grown, we've made a decision about January.
Yeah. It's a good thing. And we're new at this business stuff. We've been doing it now for a few years. But, you know, we've talked before, neither one of us had any business training or, you know, basic. I maybe had a quarter or so of a high school class that maybe had some business. You know, I don't remember any of that, to sure. be honest. But, you know, we're kind of learning this as we go. So one of the things that we try to do is reflect on what we're doing. Is that a good thing? And what can we teach others? Well, one of the things that we've decided is we need a break.
We do. And that is something that we encourage others to do as well. Like Donna said, we are using our experience to share and teach others. And we have come to that point where we need rest and reflection to move forward.
And to make product. We're having a hard time right now. And this is a really good thing, but as you know, we both work full time, and it's the two of us that run the business, every part of it, from cleaning to ordering supplies to baking to making the bombs to making cat toys. It's the two of us that right. do it. And you know, so we need some time of refreshment and need some time to replenish our stock and to look at, you know, maybe what we need to do to move forward to continue at the growing pace that we are, because we're going to continue.
Oh, absolutely. So we're not really going anywhere.
Oh, no. Our online store will be open.
Absolutely. We're still going to podcast.
Yeah, we'll still have the podcast.
So you will be in touch. The main change is that we are not going to have the mercantile open during the month of January.
Just January. Yeah.
We'll be back in February, the 2nd and 4th Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. We're going to take January as kind of a mini sabbatical.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll probably do some product development. And mostly a respite.
Yes.
And I think that will make our business better. And, you know, there's probably business experts out there that would say, don't do it. But we just really believe and feel very strongly that this is an okay thing for us to do right now.
Yes. So that's where we will be in January, what we'll be doing. Again, the online store will always be open, and we can ship products to you or make arrangements for delivery yeah. in the Charleston area.
If you're local, we can make an arrangement for that.
But the mercantile will be closed.
just for January.
Yes. And then it's coming back.
It will come back. And then we've got so many things planned.
We do. And that's also our encouragement to others who are...
Take care of yourself.
Right. And whether you're in business or just working hard, taking care of family, whatever it is that you do, don't forget to take care of yourself.
Right. And don't feel bad about it.
No.
Because we both are the type that, you know, it's like, oh, we can't. We have to do for others, and that's a good thing. But sometimes to do a good job for other people, you have to take care of yourself.
You absolutely do.
So, there you have it.
That's it.
So, until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.